That adaptation of their hit song From Me to You was specially recorded by the Beatles as From Us to You in the BBC's Paris studio in London's Lower Regent Street, and it was used as the title song of the group's own two-hour radio special. In those days, the amount of airtime devoted to pop music was strictly limited, but a handful of perceptive producers at the BBC had spotted the Beatles' potential early on. As a result, the group had already made over 40 radio appearances by the end of 1963, including their own series of half-hour programmes, Pop Go the Beatles, for 15 weeks during the summer. This year also saw the first issue of the subsequently famous and much sought-after Beatles Christmas record. It was distributed free to the 80,000 members of the fan club. The head of press and publicity at that time for Brian Epstein's entertainment organisation, NEMS, was Tony Barrow.
That autumn, the fan mail that was coming in started to reach really staggering proportions, to such an extent that unopened mail, sacks of unopened mail, were being left on staircases, 2, 3, 4 weeks waiting for the fan club staff to deal with them. And it was leading up towards Christmas, and I suddenly thought of the Queen's Christmas Day speech and wondered if in some way we could sort of have the Beatles do something in the way of a Christmas message, and it all really developed from there. I put the idea to Brian Epstein, and as usual, any idea at all that was going to cost money, Brian Epstein was automatically against, and then we talked to the Beatles about it, and they loved the idea, but they said that they must have a complete script written for them. They wanted to have it all written down so that they wouldn't be sitting round the microphone and wondering kind of what to say. They said, well, if I would put together the kind of thing that I'd got in mind, the things that they should be saying to their fans, then by all means they'd do it. Well, I was very aware that their ad-lib humour was the best thing of all with the Beatles. When the Beatles were given scripts to read for any promotional purposes, they tended to either dry up altogether or be very stilted or to read them wrongly or to send them up. Now, as long as they were going to send this up, it was going to be great, and that's, of course, what happened. And it started off rather straightly with John sort of saying, hello, this is John speaking with me voice, and his little message was fairly straightforward at the beginning, but gradually as the thing went on, it got more and more out of hand. A beetle would goose another beetle just when he was at a serious part of his message. They'd break into whistling the national anthem when they'd just referred to the Royal Variety Show. So exactly what we wanted to happen did in fact happen.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic.